Welcome to my podcast. My name is Katarina, and this time it will be in English because I have invited a guest, and I will soon tell about him. My podcast is about all kind of things. I have many interest areas about life, death, spirituality, health, and well, all kind of things. So this time it will be about health in many objects and many aspects, I believe. If you want to get in contact with me, do not hesitate. I believe this will go in social media, everywhere. But I have a website if you want to contact me or my husband. It's www.harmonycentrum.eu. There you have all our contact informations. Anyway, I hope this will be very interesting for you, because maybe you haven't heard about this kind of aspects about health, and why is it so important about this organic and toxic free? Why is it so important? So please listen to this podcast with Dr. James Levine. Enjoy. So I would like to say welcome, Dr. Jonathan James Levine, to my podcast.
Thank you very much. I'm so happy to be here. I appreciate you inviting me.
Yeah, I am very glad that you want to participate in this sort of new podcast that I am making my own. And it's about mediumship and spirituality and health, because the health is so important too. So you are the president of a company called Asante Organics, the organic living company. Will you please tell us about you? Who are you?
Who am I? So thank you. My name is Dr. JJ Levine, and I'm a trained chiropractor, doctor of chiropractic. I come from a family of chiropractors. My father was a chiropractor. I have three cousins that are chiropractors. So I grew up around the natural health and wellness industry most of my life. I grew up with healthy foods and supplementation and not too much sugar in our house unless it was a treat and, you know, that sort of a thing. And healthy living with chiropractic. And I became a chiropractor in my 20s. I graduated in 1991 and had a very, very successful practice for many, many years. And what I found through those years as a chiropractor, that we can be as healthy as we want to be. You know, we've been given an immune system. We heal on our own. And the body, the human body, in many cases, if you remove the interference and the toxins from the body can heal itself of just about anything that's thrown at it. So with aligning the spine, with a proper nervous system, with proper nutrition, with proper supplementation, and I know we're going to talk about this a little later, with removing toxins from our life, I have personally witnessed in countless patients, people can achieve amazing things, amazing healing.
Really good. Sounds interesting, because I have talked to you about my spine in a while. So anyway, I have invited you here because of the toxic free and the certified organic products. I would like you to explain to my listeners, why are we choosing toxic free?
Great question, Katarina. So when I was a chiropractor for all those years, invariably, I would have people that would want me to recommend or approve of the products that they were using. So they would bring in their supplements, their vitamins, their weight loss products, their this and their that. And I was never impressed with what the front of the label looked like, the name of the product, the colors, the glitz. What I immediately would look at is the back of the label, where the ingredients are. And for your listeners, if I could bestow one piece of advice, I would recommend taking your health under your own control and become an ingredient reader or a label reader. Because marketing companies at the stores or online, they want to put all this beautiful stuff on the front of their labels to entice you to buy their products. But we must become educated consumers now. We must be conscious consumers. We must read ingredients and see what's in our products. It is imperative we know the ingredients that are going on as well as in our bodies. So we've all heard the adage, you are what you eat. That's true. I mean, what your body can digest becomes your new cells. And you're either feeding your disease or you're feeding your wellness with the ingredients or the foods or the supplements that you put in your mouth. But what many don't know, they're just now beginning to learn this, is that the largest organ in our body or of our body is our skin, right? And we put products on our skin. We put ingredients on our skin all day long, every man, woman, and child, whether it's your soaps, your shampoos, your body washes, your shaving creams, your perfumes, and so on and so forth. And what many are beginning to realize is the ingredients that you put on your skin are in your bloodstream in a matter of seconds, especially if you're in the shower or a bath. Because when you're in a shower or a bath, or even, let's say, a spa, the pores of your skin open up wide and they can accept these ingredients very rapidly. So again, I tell people, you are what you eat, but you're also what you put on your skin. People should take inventory of, they should really read those ingredients. So going back to my story, I would read these products that people would bring in. I would read the ingredient label, and 9 times out of 10, I wasn't impressed. Sure, they might have some good ingredients in it, but I also saw toxic ingredients. So I was always open and interested in finding a company that had toxic-free products. And the problem was, I found some in the health food stores, you know, the natural stores, as your listeners could find too. But to the non-discerning eye, I would see some healthy ingredients, and I would see that those products were healthier than what were on the regular store shelves, but I also saw some toxic ingredients. And I saw things on the front of the label that were designed to fool people, like the words natural or pure or botanical or herbal. None of these words mean anything. They are marketing ploys. They are unregulated words. And even when I would find a product that I thought was clean, that was close to, if not toxic free, the problem became that the products stunk. The deodorants didn't work. You'd still smell. The toothpaste tastes like garbage, and so on and so forth. So I was searching for a product line that was, one, toxic free, which was the primary thing, made from organic ingredients, but almost as important, I wanted those products to work as good, if not better, than the products I grew up with. Because what's the point of using a deodorant if you're going to stink? What's the point of brushing your teeth with what they say is a natural toothpaste, and yet you get bad dental checkups or your mouth or your breath smells? So that's where I was, and that's really what primed the situation, so to speak, for me.
Wow. You mentioned this label readings. You know, my husband Peter and I, we went to what's it called, bread and breakfast in the mansion some months ago, and there was this little bottles with body lotions and shampoo. You know, where you can see in the bathroom at a hotel. But I must say, this is number one in cheating. because I don't know the name of the company, because I never heard of it, but it says eco something. That's what we call organic. You call it organic in English. And it says, now let's see. the label is very, very small. It says sustainable care, organic aloe leaf. The aloe leaf is definitely organic. I don't know, certified, I don't know. But do you know they have? Gosh, this is so small. Anyway, the bottle is organic. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
I must say, and the label in the back is like a novel of toxins. This is crazy.
It's crazy.
Yes. Sorry. I was talking to a lady today who had no idea about the labels. She was only talking about the product and how good it was and blah, blah, blah. But when I asked her about the labels, she said, what? So this is very, very, very important to educate in the labels, right?
It is. And, you know, I'm so glad you did that. And people are waking up, but there's still people that haven't heard this yet. Hmm. And they assume that their governments will protect them. And if it's on the store shelf, it has to be healthy. And nothing can be further from the truth. And I don't want to come off as an alarmist, because I know that some of your listeners will say, well, you know, Dr. Levine, I've been using my toothpaste my whole life and I'm not dead yet. Or I've been using my shaving cream or taking my supplements this whole time and I feel fine. Feeling fine, that symptom, or their lack of symptoms, is one of the most dangerous things that we can do. For example, we all know that eating healthy, eating organic fruits and vegetables is good for us. There's no arguing that. And we also know that if you smoke or you're eating unhealthy foods, foods with artificial colors and flavors and excess sugars and salts, that's not good for us. That's not even open for argument. We all know this. We also know that if we exercise moderately, it would be healthier for us versus just laying on our couch and drinking alcohol and smoking. Obviously. So when people say, hey, I feel fine, but I'm going to make, let's say, a New Year's resolution, but I want to take my health to the next level. I want to invest in the most important thing that I know of, my longevity, my health, my wellness. And it's not a matter of just living a long, ripe old age. It's a matter of being productive and healthy that whole way through, being like a candle, burning bright your entire life. So people eventually wake up and they say, you know what? I'm going to start exercising a few days a week or more. I'm going to start eating healthy. I would liken being an ingredient reader or a label reader in the same way. When somebody says, hey, I've been brushing my teeth with this toothpaste or using this soap or using this my whole life and I feel fine, once you start getting educated to the amount of toxins we're putting on it in our body every day. And the average woman, by the way, by 9 a.m. in the morning, the average woman has put hundreds of chemicals in her bloodstream from not only the ingredients that are being placed on her skin and in her mouth, but also from the ingredients that are used to clean her clothing. And men aren't much better and children aren't much better. So we're being exposed to these toxic chemicals. And some people might even take it a step further, Katarina, and say, well, you know, there's toxic ingredients in the water and the air. So what am I going to do? Live on a mountain somewhere? Well, if you could and have fresh water and air, that would be wonderful. So what I tell people to do is do the best that you can with the genetic deck of cards that you've been dealt. Do the best that you can with proper decisions and choices. So yes, we all know we should be exercising. You don't have to become Arnold Schwarzenegger in his prime or an Olympiad. Do the best you can, making positive steps towards your health. Eat as well as you can. It doesn't mean that you can't have a treat once in a while to reward yourself, maybe, but eat healthy foods. And also, part of that pie chart, if you will, towards optimal wellness and health should be becoming an ingredient label reader and removing toxins from your life. And it could be as easy, literally, as switching toothpastes. When you switch toothpastes and see that a toxic-free product, like the one we'll talk about in a bit, could work as well, if not better, than what they've grown up with, taste as well, if not better, than what they've grown up with, and give as good, if not better, dental checkups, why would you choose toxic ingredients? And what I found is once people make just that little switch, they change their toothpaste, then organically, they're going to start saying, well, hey, I'm going to try the shampoo now and the soap and healthier nutritional products and essential oils and so on and so forth. And before you know it, they've created a healthier home, a toxic-free home. And there's no guarantees in life, but here is a guarantee that I can give you. We are given the opportunity almost every moment of every day to make choices. And we can either choose on one side to choose unhealthy things, or we can choose to have healthy decisions or make healthy choices towards our health. So positive words into our ears, positive ingredients in and onto our body, can only improve our longevity, our health, our wellness, and our happiness.
You know, this is very interesting because when we went to Phoenix, where you are, hopefully, the last time, Peter and I, we ran over and everywhere around stores and supermarkets to look into labels and comparing how this is in here in Europe, because there people say there's a big difference. Well, in a way it is, but I say no. There are shit in everything.
Wow,
I'm sorry to use that word, but I must say it's the same. I have people here who says, well, you know, here in Europe we have this. I don't know if this is the correct word, regulation or something like that. They have laws who say you can have not much of these fillings or chemicals or whatever in a product. But if you have 10 products with the same filling or toxics or whatever, then you are like a chemical bomb, right?
Yeah, it comes down to logic. You know this because I know you and Peter quite well, and you can see in some ways more than me, I would assume, that there's a global awakening occurring.
Absolutely.
People are being woken up, and no time in history have humans had the ability to get information in a flash like we do now. When you and I grew up, we had encyclopedias, we had books, we had to go to a library. But because of cell phones and computers and tablets, people can do their own research and get information rapidly. And the logic that I would recommend is this. If you're a hammer, everything looks like a nail. If there is a business is designed to be profitable. And logic would dictate that as a business person or a company in general is making a product, they want to, at first you would think, make a product that everybody loves, sure. But logic dictates that they want to make as profitable a product as possible. And when you're making products, any company, whether they're toxic-free like my company or not, have the same decisions to make. We have to buy raw ingredients to make a product. And when you use chemicals and toxic ingredients, there's only one reason for it: to increase the profitability of the company. Hmm. It's very cheap to use toxic ingredients and yet sell products at a similar price point, if not the same, as my company. And when you do that, the people that are most happy are the shareholders or the business owners. So that's why I tell the consumer to be aware. Yeah, the government's supposed to protect us no matter what government you're in. But ultimately, I'm sad to say, money talks. Money talks. And things are sent through the system for profitability. People are getting paybacks. And it's your health. And ultimately, it's your responsibility, your health, and the health of your family. So it's imperative that we all make proper decisions and get ourselves educated. And for your listeners, because they're already connected with you, they already have an advocate. I would implore all of your listeners to reach out to you, because you can guide them with proper education. You can show them where on the internet very rapidly, where they can rapidly and quickly and efficiently get educated about the ingredients that are going in and on their body. And I would submit to them that once they're educated, they're spoiled for life. They will never want their loved ones, the people they care most about, including themselves, to put toxic ingredients in or on their body.
Right. You are so right. I totally agree with you. Jonathan, I think we should turn this into something positive. And I want you to talk about this certified. What is certified organic?
Excellent. So in the United States, we have something called the USDA organic. And, you know, somebody say, oh, anybody can put that label on their product. No, if you put USDA organic on your product and you aren't USDA organic, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. So that is monitored. There's no way getting out of it. So we're very proud to have a catalog full of many products that are USDA organic. Now, I understand, being part of a formulation team, and I see you using one of our organic products, that's great. I understand, as a working with our formulation team, working with formulators, that to make a product that everybody loves, that's going to work as well or better than the products they grew up with, that's guaranteed. We do have those guarantees for that product to work that well or better. That you can't just take organic ingredients and mix it up in a bottle and say, okay, here's your deodorant, here's your shampoo, here's your mascara, here's your whatever. Oftentimes you can do that. And when you look at the type of product, the less ingredients necessary to make that product, the easier it is. So if you look at our line of essential oils, you'll see all those single oils are USDA organic. There's absolutely no reason for a company to make essential oils that are not certified USDA organic. Absolutely not. The only reason why they would do that, because again, it's only one ingredient, is because they want to increase their profitability. We have products that have 2, 3, 5, 10 ingredients or more that are still USDA organic. But as you make a product that has more and more and more, it gets more difficult. And as you use ingredients that can't even be listed as organic, like minerals can't be listed as organic, then you might not be able to get the USDA organic seal. Then it's even more imperative that you're an ingredient reader. So I tell people to look at products that they think are healthy, that might even say the word organic on the front, might not say USDA organic, but then read the ingredient labels and start from the bottom up. Because oftentimes at the top, they'll show you some of the USDA organic ingredients. That's great. But also look at the bottom. Don't ignore that. And I also say to also pay attention to the beginning part of the ingredients, because when you make a label, the product's ingredients, the higher quantity is at the top. So oftentimes you'll see a product that's very, very expensive, But the first few ingredients are water and chemicals, you know? And then maybe the organic ingredients, though good, are at the very, very bottom. That means it might just be fairy dusted in there. It might not do anything, right? They're trying to brag on something. So that, it's not just a matter of reading what's in the product, but you also want to read where it falls into the ingredient. Is it at the top? Is it the bottom? So I'm very, very proud that we make products that are USDA organic, but I also am proud that all the ingredients we use are non-GMO, toxic-free. Because again, it's a matter of not putting toxic ingredients into your body. And because, let me jump in again, because what people have to realize is they go, well, oh, Dr. Levine, I brushed my teeth with this toxic toothpaste that I grew up with and I'm still alive. It didn't kill me. Toxins are cumulative. And I want you to think of toxins like a cigarette. We all know people who smoke cigarettes. Thank God it's becoming less and less because people are getting the picture that it's dangerous for you. But I've never heard of somebody who smokes one cigarette and then dies right there. They're smoking for years upon years upon years. And then all of a sudden, then they get a health consequence from those years of consuming those products. That is the exact way they need to start looking at their personal care products, their nutritional products, their household products. If it's got toxic ingredients and you're exposed to it, your family's exposed to it, it might be a minimal daily exposure, but those minimal daily exposures add up over time. And along the way, you're not realizing this, but they are decreasing your health, wellness, and function of your body till eventually you might be at a point of no return. So it's important to take care of ourselves from beginning to end. And being an ingredient label reader, being a conscious consumer, being conscious of what we put on and in the bodies of ourselves and our loved ones is imperative.
You know, when I was young, I was not educated in this and I had no idea about anything. I am an ex-smoker. I've been smoking for about 20, 25 years. Wow.
But you're not now. Thank goodness you're not, which is great.
Mm. And now I am trying to stop drinking coffee because coffee is not good. It's good to taste, but it's not good for your body.
Right.
So, I forgot what I want to say. Yes, I now I know. You mentioned the word natural. That is a very complex word in this sort of, you know what I mean. What do you say about natural? Because natural is, what is it?
Nothing. It's nothing. Mm. I can show you products. If we were all together and we went on a field trip to the store, even to a healthy store, a natural store, right? I could show you products that say natural, botanical, pure, herbal, fat-free. And the list goes on and on. Mm. Marketing ploys and garbage. These words mean nothing because they're not regulated at all. So it's a free-for-all. If you're a business owner who makes products and who is not toxic free, you want to use these words to fool people into giving them a false sense of security that they're getting healthy products for their loved ones, when in fact, nothing could be further from the truth. Mm-hmm. So I would, again, as I was to give one recommendation to your listeners about becoming label readers, you're going to start realizing and noticing and identifying products that say natural, pure, all this, and you're going to become so educated, you're going to realize that you've been getting duped. You've been getting fooled by these companies for years. And many people get mad at that, but I want them to take that anger and help other people get educated rapidly so that the world becomes toxic-free. Mm.
So if I may say, this I can have a lavender field to make essential oils right beside Autobahn in Germany. And that's not so yummy, right? Because you don't have a clue how much the soil is taking the chemicals up in the roots and in the plant. And there you have the icky stuff.
Exactly. That's why you want toxic free and you want organic. And I don't want that for my family. And we use lavender oil in our house on a regular basis. I actually clean and dry my bedding with a bit of lavender oil. It helps you sleep well and calm and relaxed. It smells great. And I only insist on USDA organic lavender oil.
Exactly.
Yep, because I'm worth it. My health is worth it. My family's health is worth it.
Exactly. This, what we say, USDA, we have something in common in Europe. It's EcoCert.
Yeah.
And there's a difference here, what I figure out. Because USDA, they mention something about 7 years and is it 7 feet or inches down to make the soil as toxic free as possible. Can you explain this a little bit more?
You know, you're actually educating me here. So you're saying that EcoCert in Europe doesn't have those strict guidelines as far as how deep the soil has to be toxic free. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, they have it, but it's not that good as USDA. I don't have the figures right now, but I know it's a little bit less deep depth.
Interesting. Yeah. I didn't know that. So you've educated me. And once we're done here, I definitely want to find out the answer to that, because I didn't know that EcoCert and USDA had a difference in depth. But that's important. You want to know that somebody is checking those soils. So to use your example before of the Autobahn with a lavender field next to the Autobahn, that's going to make a difference. Yeah. And you want that soil being tested. Obviously, we wouldn't buy raw ingredients here at our company from farms that are right along any highway, let alone the Autobahn. So
exactly.
But you're right. You want to know that the soil is being tested, the surroundings, the water, the air, the seeds, and all the way to the finished product. So when we get this certification, it's not only testing where the raw ingredients come from, it's all the way through to the finished product has to be analyzed and tested. Mm-hmm. So that's what I insist on in my family, and that's why I do what I do. Mm.
You know, here in Sweden, we have this law that you can have a product of any kind, and if it's 14% organic, you can call the product organic.
14?
14.
Oh my goodness. I didn't realize that either. That's so sad. Yeah. For USDA organic, you've got to be close to perfectly organic. I mean, like 90 something percent, if not 100%.
I think it's 100.
Ours is 100. And it's just like saying, you know, you get this glass of water that's pure water, H2O. That's all that's in there. There's no chemicals. It's the cleanest of cleanest water. And you're about to take the drink. And somebody says, I want to put just a little drop of a toxic ingredient, just a tiny, tiny little drop. Is that okay? And of course you would say no. So to have a product that's only 14% organic is not organic. It's not organic. It's again, it sounds to me, and I love Sweden. I think your country, I agree with your country in so many things, especially the way you treated COVID. I said that early on. I think I shared that with you guys a couple of years ago. But knowing that about the products and only being 14%, it can still be called organic is sad. And as much as I recommend somebody become a label reader, now it's unfortunately even that much more important for your listeners, especially the ones that live in the areas of Europe that you're referring to. They need to become even a bigger label reader, because 14% organic and being listed as an organic product, that's not acceptable. Mm. That's not acceptable.
We are becoming masters in label reading.
Good.
Yes.
The buyer has to be aware. Like I said, you have to be a conscious consumer. It's
exactly.
Unfortunately, what we have to do. Mm. It's just like when people go to a doctor now. The days are gone where we all used to just trust our doctors. And whatever the doctor said to take or do, we said yes. Well, again, because of this awakening, because of this information is at our fingertips, we all need to become educated on our situation. And if it is in a situation that we're not 100% healthy, we can do our research. And I'm not saying to be belligerent and unkind to your doctor, because if you have a good doctor, your doctor wants to take care of you. But I would submit that the doctors you see, the healthcare providers, if they're good, if they're the type of doctor I want as part of my wellness arsenal, that I would want a doctor who's open to what I've discovered and to communicate that with me, to discuss that with me, to tell me why what I found is good or not good for me. And everybody should want that. Take our health into our own hands.
Exactly. Essential Organics has many guarantees and seals, and I have some favorites of my own. Can you pick up some seals you want that me to, you like?
Well, for your listeners, you know, if they see how many seals we have, there's quite a many.
Yeah.
And to pick out my favorite, well, obviously, we already talked about USD Organic. I love that. I love our guarantee, our 30-day guarantee. I love non-GMO, and of course I love toxic-free. That's the cornerstone of what we do. You were asking me to pick a couple, but I'm going to give you a bunch. Leaves Green Footprint.
Yes.
That is very important to me, because I've seen some companies that say they're healthy or natural, but how they do things can be improved. So for people who get our products, they'll see the packing peanuts. You know, they look like styrofoam, which is toxic, but it's not styrofoam. They're non-GMO cornstarch. And the reason why we use that is they are just as impact resistant as styrofoam. But if a person eats it or a pet eats it, they're not going to get sick. And if it is, if that packing peanuts that we use, the moment water touches it, it disappears. So you're never going to find our packing peanuts in landfills and our waterways, oceans, rivers, streams. And that's an experiment I'd love for people to do when they get our products. Take some of the packing peanuts, put in your sink, put a little water on it, you'll see it disappears. So we try to do everything that we do. We try to leave a green footprint, not only healthy and natural for our consumers, but for the planet as well. I love that we are cruelty-free. We never test any of our products or ingredients on animals. Never, ever, ever. In fact, I typically am the animal that we test on. When we make products, we test it on us first. Because again, we're making these products not just for consumers, we're making them for our families. So I'm going to test it first because I'm a father, I'm a husband, I'm an uncle, as well as the president of this company. I want these to be healthy. So I could go on and on, but those are the ones that, you know, just jump out to me. But we've got products that are whey-free, lactose-free, gluten-free, soy-free. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Yeah, I love them. I really love them.
Me too.
Yeah. Can we talk about the products?
Sure. Yeah. Well, you know, we've got a catalog of over 100 and something products. So is there a specific product you want me to talk about? Some of the products that I love? What would you like?
Pick some of your favorites. I know I have a lot. I can't pick up one or two.
Well, for your listeners, the first thing I want you to know, and again, lean on Katarina. She'll direct you to a source right on the internet from the comfort of your home that you can see everything we're talking about. The name of our company is Essante Organics. And asante is a word we basically made up, but it means the essence of total health. And we have multiple categories. When you go to our website and or our catalog, you'll see multiple categories of products. We have personal care products. We have baby care products. We have weight loss and nutrition and healthcare products. We have essential oils. We have home care products, products to clean your house. One of the products that jumps out to me that for me is an everyday product is our sanitizer product. It has one of the active ingredients in it, the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, says is effective against COVID. And it's a product that you can spray on your hands like a hand sanitizer. Like, well, I don't like to mention names of companies, but we all know these alcohol-based products that people use. Ours has zero alcohol in them. So you can use it on your hands. Comes in a convenient bottle, a large bottle for your house, but also you can get a small bottle for your purse or your pocket, or your car. You can spray it on your countertops to kill 99.9% of the germs, bacteria, virus, and fungus. But because it's toxic free, again, if a pet swallows any of our products or your child, you can call the poison control center. You read the ingredients to them. They're going to say it's fine, which is wonderful. They're toxic free. So that's an everyday product for me. I use that every day to clean my countertops. I spray it on my body. It's an incredible product. A product that I use every day as well is our organic Super Reds. That, the past 10, 15 years, we've heard about antioxidants, products that have high antioxidants, and people have started consuming organic cranberries and blueberries or organic acai or noni berries. And that's great. That's wonderful. What we've done is we've taken all of the top highest antioxidant, or what we call ORAC score, the highest ORAC score ingredients, and we've put it into one product called Organic Super Reds. And it's a concentrated powder that tastes amazing. And one scoop, it's a tiny little scoop that comes in the product. One scoop is the nutritional equivalent of 5.5 pounds of organic super fruits. That's how many antioxidants are in here. And because it's a concentrated powder, you're not paying for water weight. You're not paying for liquid weight as if you would buy a juice. And you take a scoop of this and you mix it up with your water, whatever you want, whatever liquid you want. But I like to put it in water or my shake that I have every day. And oh my goodness, are you giving yourself a bunch of organic nutrition? It's so healthy. It tastes great. It's something that I use every day. It's definitely one of my favorites. Huge high ORAC score, high antioxidant levels. And it's a product that I take every day. My family takes every day. And I recommend your listeners check it. I know you're going to love it. And then the common things too that you would expect, I love our deodorant. I'm called Fresh, P-H-R-E-S-H. I love our Sparkle toothpaste. Of course, these are products I use every day. Of course, I use deodorant every day and I brush my teeth every day, a few times a day. And I've gotten the best dental checkups. The product tastes great. And again, all of these products are made from organic ingredients, are toxic free. Our toothpaste Sparkle is a USDA bio-based product. The deodorant or Fresh is USDA organic. These are great, great products that are guaranteed to work. I know you're going to love them, and you're going to become a conscious consumer, your listeners. You're going to ditch the toxic stuff, and you're going to love our products that much more.
Right. And you forgot to mention one thing.
What did I forget to mention?
It's alkalizing.
Thank you. Yeah, so our mission here is not only to spoil people to have toxic-free and organic alternatives. The other thing that we really focus on is to help you achieve and then maintain proper alkalinity. And some of your listeners, this might be new to you or them. I know you know about alkalinity, but if you look at any living organism, for that organism to be healthy, it must maintain a homeostasis or a level of alkalinity. So a plant If you have a plant in your house, if you want that plant to be healthy, the soil needs to be at a certain alkalinity. What does that mean? If we remember back to high school chemistry, there was a pH level where something that was very low on that level or would be acidic and something very high would be alkaline. So it goes from like 1 to 14 or 0 to 1 to 14. 7 is neutral. Most tap water, unfiltered tap water, is about a 7, neutral. The human body, if you look at medical texts, medical physiology texts, they will tell you that the blood of the human body, perfect alkalinity, is 7.365. 7 is neutral, so slightly alkaline. Now, different chemistries in the body are slightly different, but ultimately, you want your body, the body functions better when it's in an alkaline state. We have test strips that we make available that people can check their alkalinity, their pH level. pH stands for potential hydrogen level, at home. You can test it with your urine. You can test it with your saliva. And you, with this kit comes, I think, you can test multiple times, multiple different strips. And this is very similar if you've ever had a fish tank. If you have a fish tank, it's imperative that you keep the pH level just right so that those fish remain healthy. And people that have had a very successful, healthy fish tank, they've got these pH test strips specifically designed to check your aquarium levels. People that maintain a spa or a pool check the pH level, the alkalinity, because if it's not right, the pool is going to turn green. If the pH level is not right in your fish tank, the fish is going to die. If the pH level is not right in your soil, your plant or your fruits or your vegetables that you're growing are going to die. And what you will find is that the majority of people, especially people here in the West, because yes, I'm here at the headquarters of Asante Organics in Phoenix, Arizona, in the United States. The majority of people here in the West have an acidic diet, very heavy in animal proteins and chemicals. And most people, when they test their pH, they're going to find, sadly, that they're not even neutral. They're below neutral. They're very acidic. And it's been proven time and time again, people can research this, that disease thrives in an acidic environment. If you have an alkaline environment, disease has a very difficult time in proliferating. So if one wants to be healthy, another suggestion I have for your listeners is to achieve, monitor, and maintain perfect alkalinity, 7.365. People can find that the shakes that we sell, our chocolate and delicious vanilla shakes, are called 7.365 for a reason. Our shakes and the rest of our products are designed to help you have an alkaline lifestyle. Even our hair conditioner helps in that. We use organic peppermint, and organic peppermint helps with the alkalinity of the body. So one very simple thing I'd recommend for your listeners is get a pH test kit for the human body. Again, Katarina can show you where you can get that from our site. Check your alkalinity. If you're acidic, which many people are, do what you need to do within your diet, lifestyle, supplements, personal care products that you use to obtain and then maintain as close to 7.365 perfect alkalinity as you can. And it can only help your wellness and your longevity.
Perfect. Thank you for that.
Thank you for reminding me about alkalinity.
Well, this is putting to an end, I think. And I have to ask you, is there something you would like to say to in first hand, the people in Sweden, but here in Europe? Do you have something to...
Yes, for any listeners, whether you're in Sweden, Europe, or anywhere,
right?
Because I'd love to share this with, you know, the people I know on social media. So when this is done, please let me know. I'd like the link for it. I would leave you with this. I've given you some good recommendations. Become a label reader. Understand the ingredients you're putting on and in your body. Very, very important for you and your loved ones. Again, it's not about your immediate health, though in many cases it is, but it's about making incremental positive decisions every day towards bettering the health and wellness for your loved ones and you. Second thing is learn about alkalinity and what it is for your health and how achieving alkalinity. You know, if you eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables, if you're eating a lot of fruits and vegetables, that's going to help your alkalinity. It's going to help your pH level. Supplement. Take your D3 on a regular basis. There's more and more studies that are coming out that are showing people that are catching COVID have low D3 levels. So make sure you're taking your D3, you know, on a regular basis, getting some sunshine, get fresh air. You know, these lockdowns have proven that if you're in artificial light, locked up in the house, that's going to affect your health, not only your psychological health, but your physiological, physical health. We need fresh air. We need to be outside. We need to be moving. We need to be exercising. And lastly, I'll leave you with this. I don't pay TV commercials or newspapers or magazines to advertise my products and advertise what we do. I rely on wonderful people like Katarina to spread the word. I hope I've inspired your listeners to become conscious consumers. I hope I've inspired your listeners to realize that they can become healthier by making proper decisions, even little healthy decisions each day. But I also want to invite your listeners, for any of you that are inspired enough with our mission, that want to be like Katarina and educate people. You know, maybe you don't have the technical savvy like Katarina to have a podcast, but for those of you that want to share what you've learned today, maybe on your social media, your Facebook, you know, what you've learned here, maybe on Twitter or any other social media, or you want to share this with your friends and family members, I want to invite you to get paid for sharing your information, because sharing is caring, and that's how we grow. And we pay people very well for spreading the word and helping people get inspired to become customers and also share with others. So get back with Katarina. Ask her how you can get the information to make proper decisions and understand how to read a label, how to become alkaline, or how to become better in the pH level than you are currently. And also, if you are open to having a home-based business, because again, if the past 2 years have taught us anything, that governments that we thought were about freedom, we all kind of got a slap in the face that it can all be taken away from us in a moment's notice. And what the last year and a half, 2 years has taught me is that we must have a way to earn an income from the comfort of our home. And if you can do that, and we offer that, Katarina offers that, now you've given yourself an insurance plan, some security, not only health from our products, but financial health and wealth from sharing with others. So I invite your listeners to get back with Katarina. She's amazing, and she's going to help you take your health. And for those of you that are up to the challenge, your wealth to the next level.
Wonderful words. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure, and it's been educational. And I have to say, I really hope soon we meet again in Phoenix.
I would love that. And I would love to come out to Europe again soon. So.
Yeah. So, absolutely. Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you, Katarina.
Bye.
Bye.